What's up, everybody? You looking for a little smooth rock and roll? Then welcome to another episode of Rock for Rookies. What's up, everybody? I am Maximum Mike, and welcome to another episode of Rock for Rookies. Today is Sunday, December 28th, 2008, and it is the last show of the year, so we are gonna make it good. Well, actually, I'm taking that personally upon myself. I am gonna make this show very good. We got a whole bunch of birthday dedications, and last week I was at a fantastic wedding. I'm gonna dedicate a song to Avi and Moria Nucci. Congratulations, we'll get to that soon, but let's kick things off right. Audio Slave, I got all their CDs recently, and I've been just plowing through them. This is Revelations.
Yeah.
We started off the block with Audioslave, the now defunct supergroup. They had 3 albums, and they are fantastic. I definitely decided that I'm going to salute Chris Cornell in the near future, so we'll hear some of the Soundgarden stuff, we'll hear some of his own personal stuff, and of course, a bit more Audioslave, which is always a good thing. Right after that, we hear from Smashing Pumpkins, the song Bullet with Butterfly Wings, off the Melancholy and Infinite Sadness double album from 1995. Other than a couple of tours here and there, I don't think they're doing anything productive with themselves, so if you're a big fan, don't look forward to anything in the future as far as I'm concerned. Right after that, we heard All Time Low and the song Hit the Lights, pop punk rockers, very good stuff. But now it's time for that beautiful wedding dedication. Avi and Mori Annucci got married last Thursday, and they came out to the crowd to The Who and the song Baba O'Reilly, and I got to sit down with the lead singer of the band and the main guitarist, and we were like, you know, hashing through it and, you know, discussing the chords and whatnot. Not so. In case you didn't notice the music because you were so into your own wedding, one more time, this is Baba O'Reilly. Yeah, Liz Phair, a little more hardcore than most girl music usually is. That was off her debut album, I'm pretty sure, Exile in Guyville. The song was called And Run. Before then, we heard Dust for Life, Degrees of Black. Dust for Life were like, they were like one of those flash in a pan kind of, they were there and then they weren't, but I managed to discover them. I saw an advertisement for them in Revolver magazine. It was like a one-page thing, and I was like, Dust for Life, that the name of that band sounds awesome. So I looked them up, and they really were awesome, but I don't know where they are now. I don't think they've been doing anything. And we start all off with, of course, The Who and Bob O'Reilly. So far, I've given you a pretty, I wouldn't call it soft, but definitely, I've been sticking to a bit of the mainstream pop-style rock music sound. So now, I think it's time to get a little hardcore right now. It's time for A Perfect Murder and the song Push Too Far. It's time for your groove metal fix.
Front on my back, Such a fool.
A Perfect Murder, Armor for Sleep, and then Limp Bizkit. That is a great three shot of songs right there. So Perfect Murder, Groove Metal, played them before, but I really love them. The band is absolutely fantastic, and it did take me a little while to get into the singer. After that, we heard Armor for Sleep and the song The More You Talk, The Less I Hear. So I'm going to have to say emo punk band, just from the name and the name of the song. So either way, they're a pretty good band, so check them out in the future. And of course, we ended it off with The Bizkit off the album Results May Vary. The song was Underneath the Gun. Now, that album is possibly one of the worst albums I've ever heard, because every time the music is fantastic and the groove is fantastic, and then Fred Durst ruins it by singing. Not because of his voice, but he just has, like, the worst rhymes I've ever heard. So every once in a while, I try to find, like, the least worst songs from that album to play for you guys. Because the truth is, it is The Bizkit, and there is something there. So that was the song, Underneath the Gun. Now it's end of part one, so here we go. It's time for Metallica. So very recently, one of my other friends just purchased Death Magnetic, the last Metallica album. And I was like, yes, you know what? I listened to it for a little while when I first got it, and I picked out some songs for you guys. But I was like, maybe I should just let it play over and over on repeat and see what I can get out of it. And the truth is, it is a fantastic album. Literally, you have to give it props. So here is not the end of the show, just the end of the line. See you in part two. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to part two of Rock for Rookies. I am Maximum Mike, and we have an amazing second half to the show. To prove that to you, it's time for a change of pace. This is the song War in Your Bedroom.
It's a war in your bedroom, baby. I cut off my tongue for just a taste of a piece of your flesh, my darling. I've got no time to hesitate. This is
So that was the band A Change of Pace. You know what? They really are a solid, good rock band. A lot of fun stuff. Check out most of their other songs. We'll get back to them eventually later on down the line. But with that out of the way, it's time for the rock news.
Rock news on Rock for Rookies.
I'm Maximum Mike, and this is the rock news. Starting off with something a little serious, John Rutsey, one of the founding members of the band Rush, passed away on last Sunday. He was 55 at the time, and apparently he died of a heart attack. He was the band's drummer from the summer of 1968 to July of 1974, and he played on Not Fade Away and You Can't Fight It singles and the eponymous debut album. So moving on, a bunch of other rock singers, Scott Weiland and Chad Kroeger, in separate incidents, have both been sentenced to prison for DUIs, driving under the influence. What is up with you guys? Come on. Anyway, moving on, Led Zeppelin frontman Robert Plant has finally ruled out the band getting back together for a concert tour. It's over. He said it's not going to happen. He said he was 60 years old and he was getting too old for two-hour rock shows in giant arenas across the world. So no more ever chance of, you know, Led Zeppelin big reunion concert. He's done. I'm very happy to announce that there's some rumors going around that the band The Darkness are considering reforming for a new album and a tour. According to newspaper reports, the band, which split up in 2006, is apparently considering an offer made by U.S. entrepreneur behind the Dubai Desert Rock Festival. This was actually from a English newspaper, The Sun, so reports may be made up completely. But we'll see. This is really cool. A smashed guitar from the late grunge rocker Kurt Cobain has been sold to an unidentified private collector for $100,000. The guitar doesn't even work. Wow. Okay, so what is news without a little AC/DC? Because this is the end of the year, and this is the last show for 2008, so I might as well state that AC/DC's Black Ice has been one of the biggest sellers in the world this year, and it has now passed the benchmark of 2x platinum and sold over 2 million albums, which is very, very cool. And finally, I'm going to end it up by stating that Lars Ulrich turned 45, the drummer of Metallica. Lars turned 45 last week, and if you want to see him at a concert in Australia getting pelted by cream pies, you should do that, plus an amazing rendition of Seek and Destroy by Metallica. So that's all the news I have for this week, brought to you by Antimusic.com and Rock for Rookies. Moving on, this is Blues Travelers and the song Girl Inside My Head.
When all is said and done, I wish I needed no one. Devil was up to me, just something in her way that sets me free. It seems so easy, and yet I try to pay attention, but there's only four things running through my mind. How hard will it be if she is nice to me? How bad will it get if I let her get to know me? Should she see the willing dog, or should it be a jungle cat? And most of all, my God, how does she make her eyes do that? And I don't need another girl inside my head. Girl inside my head, yeah. Johnny, be brave, I say inside, as I won't take a bite from the apple that you gave me. That's not what I'm after. Still all along my mother's voice singing, treat her like a lady. And yeah, I try to pay attention, but there's only four things running through my mind. How hard will it be if she is nice to me? How bad will it get if I let her get to know me? Should she see the willing dog, or should it be a jungle cat? And most of all, my God, how does she make her eyes do that? And I don't need another.
write her letters. It doesn't matter anyhow. The question isn't if, but how hard will it be if she is nice to me? How bad will it get if I let her get to know me? Should she see the wailing dog, or should I be a jungle cat? And most of all, my God, how does she make her eyes do that? How hard will it be if she is nice to me? How bad will it get if I let her get to know me? Should she see the wailing dog, or should I be a jungle cat? And most of all, my God, how does she make her eyes do that?
Yeah. here somewhere with a happier refrain. Can we? I think they call it an epiphany. Damn, that's a big word. All I ever wanted was a little extraordinary, somewhat documented and depicted in this book of memories.
That's as empty as a broken glass or gas tank in my car. If you can hear me, syndications like that time I met Joan Jett at a Grammy party on a Saturday night after you and me had a big fight. There's a picture of a boy somewhere that fits your empty frame. I try switching the station, but the song remains the same. Guess they call it an epiphany. All I ever wanted was a little extraordinary, somewhat documented and depicted in this book of memories.
That's as empty as a broken glass, a gas tank in my car. You can hear me now, come out, come out, wherever you are.
Are you still at home? Did you go to Rome? I swear I think I saw you on some Italian movie. Showing on the plane, I couldn't read your name. Subtitles don't work on the credits, man, that's a shame. And it's a shame about me. No one to blame but you. Never wanted was a little extraordinary, somewhat documented and depicted in this book of memories. All I ever wanted was a little extraordinary, somewhat documented and depicted in this book of memories.
If you can hear me now,
if you can hear him now,
if you can hear me now, come out, come out, wherever you are, wherever you are. Oh yeah.
We started off the block with Blues Travelers and the song Girl Inside My Head off the album Bridge. Blues Travelers, in case you don't know them, are possibly one of the only mainstream blues bands that are going around nowadays. Lots of harmonica, lots of just weird blues rock melodies. I love it. I really do. I just got all their CDs recently. Lots of fun. After that, we heard from Staind and the song Devil, one of their sweet dark melodies off the album Chapter 5 from 2005. Not bad, not. But I think what they did realize is that really famous album of theirs, Break the Cycle, that they still had a lot of hard music on there, but the most famous songs off the albums were those really like, and I cry, just like those really slow, like, whiny songs. So basically all their albums since then have just been exploding of whiny songs, but it's still good because he's got a great voice. And we finished off the block with Bowling for Soup, the song Epiphany off the album The Great Burrito Extortion Case. It's a pretty good name for an album as far as I'm concerned. Alright, so coming up, I don't know, I've been listening to Street Beat a lot because Rafael De La Ghetto really knows how to spin records, and he's been getting me back thinking about a lot more rap music. So I remembered back, I think I was like 19, I bought the Run DMC album, Crown Royal, because I was so excited that they were putting out a new album, which is odd because I didn't own any of their older albums, and I'd never really heard any of their older stuff. So I don't know why I was so happy. But nonetheless, what I noticed is that most of the people that they collaborated with on the albums were rockers. You had Kid Rock, you had Fred Durst, you had the Everlast guy, he was on there too. So I decided to choose a song also very rocky. It's with Steven Jenkins, the lead singer of Third Eye Blind. This is Run DMC, Steve Jenkins, this is Rock Show.
Thank you.
Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, the song Nobody Does It Better, originally by Carly Simon. It was the theme song to The Spy Who Loved Me, James Bond. Roger Moore, who in my opinion is the best James Bond. If you don't like it, write on the wall or write to me and tell me why, and maybe I'll tell everyone else why your opinion sucks and mine is better. Alright, before that, we were from 12 Stones Christian Heavy Rockers. The song Photograph was actually one of the first songs I ever heard by them, and I really, really liked it. And of course, we start out with Run DMC. What do you think about the whole rap rock thing that I like doing so much? What do you think about when there's more rap than rock or guitars and how guitars affect rap? What do you guys think about that? Write in, let me know. Alright? Regular playlist is over, which means it's time for the salute. Now, this is the first time I've ever done this before. I'm actually going to dedicate the salute to a specific person, and that person could actually fit in my pocket. Yeah, that's right. I'm dedicating it to a baby. His name is Yonatan Yoel, and he was born, like, 2 weeks ago, and he is the son, beautiful. Actually, he looks kind of melty. He looks like a little melted baby. You know what? Kyle Levy's son, so is Yonatan Yoel Levy, and I'm doing this because, dude, you are a huge fan of Bob Dylan, and by you, I mean the father, so hopefully you plan to pass down your musical taste to your son, so, bada bing, Rock for Rookies is proud to salute Bob Dylan. So, Bob Dylan, born Robert Allen Zimmerman, he's one of the tribe, is an American singer, songwriter, author, poet, and painter who has been a major figure in popular music for the last 5 decades. Now, most of Dylan's most celebrated works date back to the 1960s when he became sort of an informal chronicler and reluctant figurehead of American unrest. Many of his songs became anthems of the civil rights movements. Dylan's early lyrics incorporated political, social, philosophical, and literary influences, defying existing pop music conventions at the time and appealing widely to the counterculture. And while expanding and personalizing musical styles, he explored many traditions of American song, from folk, blues, country to gospel rock and roll, rockabilly to English, Scottish, and Irish folk music, and even later on, jazz and swing. He performs with guitar, piano, and harmonica. So we're going to get to the depth of his stuff right now, from the stuff from the 1960s. I'm mostly just going to play that, because later on it gets kind of weird, and I really want to give you what made Bob Dylan as famous as he is. So one of the first of the whole American anti-establishment songs he started doing, it's called The Times They Are Changing, from 1963.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. Was the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times they are a-changing. The mothers and fathers throughout the land And don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
So Bob Dylan actually really got into the music around 1961. He was doing okay. He was doing a lot of folk music style, but he was also writing a lot of music for other people, music that he was putting out himself. Now, a lot of these songs turned into huge hits for the other bands, even though they were also being sung by him at the same time, and it got to the point where they were actually saying things like, nobody sings Dylan like Dylan does, and because people were just getting number one hits, and he wasn't. But he had put out the song Blown in the Wind, and Times Are Changing, and A Hard Road's Gonna Fall, so he was really getting into the whole anti-establishment, and he was the protest songs, and he basically had such a huge following that people, like, it became, listening to his music became like a whole political movement at the time. Except 2 years later, by the end of 1963, he felt totally manipulated and constrained by all the folk music and the protest movements, that when he actually got an award called the Tom Paine Award from the National Emergency Civil Liberties Committee, he came up all drunk and messed up and started making fun of them and telling them that, you know, that actually people got something out of the Kennedy assassination and they could all identify with Lee Harvey Oswald, and it really upset a lot of people. But I guess when you're a guy that does changes, it's what you do. He put out a whole bunch of other music in 1964. He was still doing stuff, including It Ain't Me, Babe, and the Black Crowes Blues song, and I Don't Believe You, which were all hits for other people. He started hanging out with Allen Ginsberg, the poet, you know, to show you what kind of people he was moving around with. Then, in 1965, he put out an album called Bringing It All Back, which was another stylistic leap for him. Basically, because he went electric. He got rid of the... He didn't get rid of the harmonica, but it was no longer just him, a harmonica, and acoustic guitar. It was him with a band backing him up, and people got really, really upset. It was around this time that he also started doing the song. We wrote the song Mr. Tambourine Man, which was a huge hit for the Byrds. So I'm going to play a song right now off the album Bringing It All Back Home. It's one of his big songs, Subterranean Homesick Blues.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat batch out laid off says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down. Looking for a new friend. A man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10. Maggie comes fleetfoot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat, put plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says a man, he says they must bust an early man. Orders from the DA. Look out, kid, don't matter what you did. Walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows. Better stay away from those that care out of fire hose. Keep a clean nose, wash the clean clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Oh, get sick, get well, hang around an inkwell. Hang bell, hard to tell if anything is gonna sell. Try hard, get boxed, get back, ride frail. Get jail, jump bail, join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users. Hanging around the theaters, grilled by the whirlpools. Looking for a new fool, don't follow leaders. Watch your parking meters. Oh, get born, keep warm, short pants, romance. Learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed.
success. Please her, please him. Buy gifts, don't steal, don't live. 20 years of schooling and they put you on the day shift. Look out, kids, they keep it all hid. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals, try to forge your scandals. Don't wanna be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work, cause the vandals took the handle.
With 5 decades under his belt, it's kind of hard to decide what to talk about next. In 1965, he put out the album called Highway 61 Revisited, where he made the song Like a Rolling Stone. So that was one of his biggest hits of all time. And, of course, a lot of people were really, really upset because he was still doing the whole big band and people backing him up, and it wasn't just him and a guitar and a stool in front of a whole bunch of hippies anymore. That's my take on it, anyway. So things kept moving. He kept making more albums. Then he was going on TV, and he tried to write a... He tried to start doing manuscripts, and he was all... Basically, he had too much on his plate, which is why it's hard for me to say it. He was trying to work on a television show. He was trying to work on a script for a movie, a novel called Tarantula. And he was just totally overwhelmed. And then, in about 1966... he had a very bad motorcycle accident where he claims that he broke some of the vertebrae in his neck. I don't know. Well, most people, no one ever saw pictures of that or him in a cast or anything like that. But that's what happened, and thank goodness it actually gave him time away from everything that he'd gotten into and all the fame and publicity that he was getting. And he says that it helped him get back to his senses. Now, a very little while after that... he put out a couple more albums after that. In 1963, he became a born-again Christian. It was in the 1970s, really. And he started putting out all these, like, gospel music and all sorts of stuff like that. Now, this is kind of weird because, you know, a lot of people's claim to fame is like, hey, check it out, Bob Dylan's Jewish and he's completely normal. But if it matters to you, he recently has actually been coming back to his Jewish roots. He was actually seen in 2007 in a, he went to a Yom Kippur davening, and all three of his sons have been bar mitzvahed. So as much as a lot of the Christian people are claiming he's our son and he repented and everything and all these priests have been with him, that was back in the 70s and 80s, and he hasn't really done much with that, but he apparently has found his way back into the Judaism. Now, that's what I want to show you of his past mostly, and he's done a lot. Of course, I gotta tell you, with all the famousness and all the great music that he's done, I basically skipped over a lot of the albums that did really, really, really badly and were completely panned by critics, though 20 years later they're now seen as works of genius. So let's go back to 1966 again, off the album Blonde on Blonde, one of my favorite Bob Dylan songs. This is I Want You.
Undertaker sighs, the lonesome organ grinder cries, the silver saxophones say I should refuse you. The cracked bells and washed out horns blow into my face with scorn, but it's not that way, I wasn't born to lose you. I want you, I want you, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. The drunken politician leaps upon the street where mothers weep, and the saviors who are fast asleep, they wait for you. And I wait for them to interrupt me drinking from my broken cup and ask me to open up the gate for you. I want you, I want you, yes, I want you so bad. They've gone down, true love, they've been without it. But all their daughters put me down, cause I don't think about it. Well, I return to the Queen of Spades and talk with my chambermaid. She knows it, she's not afraid to look at her. She is good to me, and there's nothing she doesn't see. She knows where I'd like to be, but it doesn't matter. I want you, I want you, yes, I want you.
light, because he took you for a ride, because time is on his side, and because I want you, I want you, yes, I want you so bad.
Bob Dylan teamed up with a lot of famous people in his time. He put out two albums, Bob Dylan and the Grateful Dead, just called Dylan and the Dead, and those were completely destroyed by critics. But he has worked with a lot of famous people, including Rupert Everett and Billy Parker, and he's done stuff with Bruce Springsteen and Roy Orbison, Jeff Lynne, Tom Petty, George Harrison. He's done all sorts of music with them, and they were traveling around together. He actually had another group called the Traveling Wilburys, where he did all the music with the stars that I just mentioned. And he's just been all over the place, and he keeps putting out albums. His last album, Modern Times, actually came out in 2007, and it was the number one album of the year, according to Rolling Stone magazine. So, I mean, the man's still a genius, and he still knows what he's doing, and even the albums that were destroyed by critics, looking back, you may discover a lot that you like. You may find something that touches you, because that's what Bob Dylan, in my opinion, is really good for. When you listen to his lyrics, and you listen to what he has to say about America, and just the situation in general, you'll definitely find something that speaks to you somewhere in there. He spoke to a lot of people, and that's what made him so damn good. Also, I want to just take the time to mention Bob Dylan's never-ending tour. Basically, from 1980 on to this day, Bob Dylan does about 100 concerts a year for the last 28 years. He's been doing it since 1980, and he has not stopped, and it's become known as the never-ending tour, which is pretty amazing, because a lot of bands, they take their time, and they stop, and they make stuff. Not Bob Dylan. So, for all the reasons above, and the fact that he has been such a fantastic influence on rock and roll, and to many, many rock stars, I'm proud to say Bob Dylan. Well, that's all the time we have for this December 28th, 2008 episode of Rock for Rookies. I hope you had a great show, and I will see you guys next year on Rock for Rookies. Peace.
Get your hand out of my pants. It's not that I don't care. I do. I just don't see myself in you. Another time, another scene, I'd be right behind you, if you know what I mean. So won't you stop cupping my hand? We've never hugged, we've never kissed, I've never been intimate with your fist. You have opened brand new doors. Get over here and drop your
you, boys and girls.